Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Over sheep. It has been said that sheep have very poor eyesight, and they sometimes woe, and they can't see their way very well. And it takes a shepherd to lead them into the right path. And a shepherd leads them into a house, or he leads them find themselves together as they conjugate. You'll get it in a minute. And as they conjugate, they come together, and they all hang out together. Sometime comes after the sheep. The sheep can't do nothing but cry out for the shepherd, because sheep don't have a defense. Cry out for help. And a shepherd who's watching over his sheep have the methodology to move that enemy, move that destructive mechanism away from his sheep. If sheep will be destroyed, because the enemy can't deal with the words of shepherds. For the Lord is my shepherd. We who are his sheep have a shepherd. We have a great shepherd who leads us, guides us beside still water. We have a shepherd who don't love ourselves. We have a shepherd who said, "Lo, I am with you always." We have a shepherd who woke us up this morning, clothed us in our right mind. We said, "I am with you always."
Amen. Yes.
A shepherd.
Yes.
Jesus gave us answers. We need access through prayer. Anybody praying? Ask, given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. Anybody praying? I pray for a great position in this country. And that great position, I'm watching God deal with it. And although it looked like he has the power of our God, so I ask you to continue to pray, because prayer will change things. Opportunity. Prayer is the key that unlocks the door, connecting us directly to God's heart and will. My brethren, it is through sincere prayer that we are not only able to present our requests, but also align ourselves, experiencing the fullness of his grace. Is there anybody praying this morning? Said preachers can't preach if people aren't praying. There are times that we get lost in the worldliness that's designed. You know that's designed. The enemy is smart. He will use whatever trick in a book and to change but God. See, I get excited when I think about what God is doing and the opportunity to all get to see Jesus. Then there's protection. In our spiritual life, God protects, surrounds us like a closed danger we may not even see. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil with me. Don't you dare think when you go into a pastorage that the enemy will not come at you. Don't you dare think it will be easy because you have to support him. God is to do what he has called us to do. And because God is equipping us, he said, raise the volume so my people and the church will hear what thus must. My brothers and sisters, when we think about what God is doing, when we trust in him, I ain't scared of nobody. Enemy done already tried to kill me and he can't do it. And the more he come at me, the stronger I get. And the stronger, because he cannot deal with the powers of our God. And I feel the power of the Lord resonating in this physical body. Because of what God has declared and decreed for this generation and this dispensation. Divine presence. Or a door. He provides us with a fresh opportunity to step forward in faith and trust him for a fresh path. God is giving us every time we are obedient. He just keeps blessing us. But you got to answer what hear and answer what when we answer, he opens the door for supernatural blessings. And we wonder how it happened. He's revealing himself who he is. When you see supernatural blessing, it just didn't happen. God made it happen. And what 74 years is that God ain't yet. Because God has so much more to give. The only thing that stop us is somebody's reading. But God, who is rich in mercy, who looked far beyond our fault and saw our needs, opened doors that no man can open. But God got us up this morning, closed us in our right mind, gave us a blessing that we need, gave us strength to that there's some stuff out there. But he said, I'm still with you. Don't you dare stop moving the church forward. Paul, speaks of a great and effective door that opened to him. In 1 Corinthians 10 and 9, Paul, for a great and effective to me, and there are many adversaries. Paul knew that in this ministry we preach, but sometimes there will be doors that will close to us due to different doctrine. Methodist, Church of Christ, all have different doctrines, but we say we love one another. Yes. Jesus, he's concerned about our relationship. And the problem we have is that when your denomination is different, your doors. But if this house that the Lord have made, everybody is welcome in the house of the Lord. Saul's in opening up doors for one people calling and honoring him. The doors of salvation will be always open to those who believe. Of the Lord God and the vision Peter had. how the Lord was revealing to Peter that those unclean animals in his dream were now made clean. Gentiles. There were unclean animals that Peter said, I will never eat, and because I've never seen anything like that. And the Lord revealed to him what he had made clean. Don't call it common. To your people, and they were chosen by God, and yet God was blessing them. But sometime in your blessing, you forget that there are Lord. And so, blessed are they that believe and have not seen. And so those that were left out, God's Gentile nation, that's us, were left out. And the Lord said, now I've made them clean. Because there was one who would come and restore and redeem us back into a court. And because the Lord has redeemed us, he has purchased us back. We have all now been washed clean by the blood of the Lamb. It's because you will never be good enough, because we all were born with a sin nature that makes me dirty, that makes me unclean. But the Lamb of God came into this world, sacrificed himself, and suffered and died so that each and every one of us would have a right to the tree of life. I don't know about your holiness and righteousness, but the Lord knows that anybody who got a story about how the Lord brought you from a mighty long way. If there anybody can testify with me that you was all messed up, but thank God for the Lord who said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. That was Jesus hung on the cross. He said, Father, Abba, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And that forgiveness under what we call the dispensation of grace. Then, Pastor, what is grace? Grace is God's unmerited, inexhaustible supply of goodness, of God's redemption at Christ's expense. God's redemption at Christ's expense. It was Jesus, the Son of the living God. It was Jesus that willing and fulfill the will of the Father so that we would have a right to the tree of life. Don't you dare worry about your destination. You're pinned to the cross. Your destination was pointed to the cross, and your destination was paid at the cross. And Jesus said, now that I have paid the price, I must go. The great I am, the bright morning star, the water when we are thirsty, your food when we are hungry, your shelter in a time of storm. I am that I am. I am with your trial, in the midst of your tribulation, in the midst of your success, even in the midst of your failure. I am that I am. Is there anybody in the house who knows this great? For Acts 4 and 12 answer the definitive question concerning how we get is. For Acts 4 and 12 said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Homoshiah, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. In Hebrew, Jesus the Christ, Yahweh Adonai, Jesus the Son of God. God manifested it. When he came, he was preaching salvation. The only man born to die. And we are born to live. Glory. He knows it. And he paid the price for it.